U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Alexander Virchow, who earlier this year described North Korea as a criminal regime, joined fellow international envoys Monday in a visit to the North's Kaesong Industrial Park. The park, built by South Korea, is a centerpiece of Seoul's policy of economic cooperation with Pyongyang. It offers South Korean companies the opportunity to use inexpensive North Korean labor, mainly for low-skilled manufacturing. Virchow took Monday's tour along with about 80 other senior international diplomats. He describes the excursion as very interesting.
This was useful in gaining more information about Kaesong, which I will pass on to my colleagues in Washington. There's still some questions that people have in their minds about Kaesong, and I hope that the information that I pass back will be helpful to my colleagues.
Among those colleagues is Jay Lefkowitz, President Bush's envoy for North Korean human rights. Lefkowitz received sharply worded rebukes from South Korean officials last month after he suggested workers in Kaesong may be exploited. Virchow says talks are underway for Lefkowitz to make his own Kaesong visit, probably next month.
So I think that he is very interested in also gaining his own first-hand impressions of Kaesong.
South Korean officials say companies pay a North Korean labor agency about $50 a month for each worker at Kaesong. However, there is no confirmation of how much money the workers actually receive. Lefkowitz has called for international monitoring of Kaesong by a body such as the International Labor Organization to make sure workers are treated fairly. South Korean Foreign Minister Pan Ki-moon escorted the excursion in his first trip to North Korea since assuming his post. Pan says even though there is room for improvement in Kaesong, the industrial park holds lessons for the diplomatic community. Pan says Kaesong is a symbol not just of inter-Korean unity, but a model for international reconciliation and cooperation in general. The Kaesong Park is a sticking point in free trade talks between South Korea and the United States. Seoul wants a trade agreement to treat Kaesong-produced goods as originating from South Korea, an idea Washington has so far rejected. Peter Beck, who monitors Korean issues for the International Crisis Group, a research organization, says Monday's visit was probably not aimed at the trade talks.
I think there's a realization here in Seoul deep down that Washington's not going to buzz on this issue. So I think it's really directed more towards shaping broader U.S. government opinion about Kaesong.
Beck says the Kaesong visits also are partly aimed at diffusing a climate of confrontation between the United States and North Korea, which has worsened over Pyongyang's refusal to return to negotiations aimed at ending its nuclear weapons programs. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.